As the car in front of me made a left turn into the parking lot, I noted that someone had rammed the left side, so I knew the driver's door would not open. But that didn't really matter. The driver pulled into a parking place marked handicapped and nimbly emerged from the car through the window, head first. Well, I thought, he doesn't look too handicapped to me. As I went about my business, Mr. Handicap kept popping up in my mind. How could an able-bodied man encroach on the rights of someone who has a real need? Then suddenly a thought came to me. Maybe the driver and I had not interpreted handicapped parking in the same way. See, I thought those spaces were reserved for handicapped people. Perhaps the driver thought they were reserved for handicapped vehicles. Foolish, you say? Maybe so. But I can tell you something far more foolish. While listening to a popular religious radio program, a caller posed a question. Pastor Hunkapiller, I've always believed salvation is by faith alone, but a friend showed me a Bible scripture which says, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved." And the Bible teaches the same in other places. Hunkapiller was not at all alarmed. Oh, I know these people. They believe water saves you. What they don't know is that baptism in Jesus is to be baptized in the gospel. We have to be immersed in the gospel in order to be saved. Oh, thank you, Pastor. I never thought of it like that. It does not seem to matter how much evidence God presents on the subject of baptism. We seem to find a way to circumvent it. John baptized in Enon because there was much water there. All Judea went out to be baptized by him in the Jordan River. Philip came to a certain water, and the man from Ethiopia said, "See, here's water. What hinders me to be baptized?" Why don't we just respect God's word for what it is? If you choose to twist it to get a better parking place, that might work for a while. But a false interpretation will not get you into heaven. Incidentally, if Pastor Hunkapiller had been a policeman, would he have given the agile man with the handicapped car a parking ticket? You decide. I'm James Andrews, and that is my humble opinion.